Hi, we're back today, and this week on the show, we've been concentrating on our Powell County Detention Center, and we're going to kind of wrap up things today with Jailer Travis Crabtree. And Travis, I guess one of the things I know we didn't get in as much into as we kind of hoped to earlier in the session I'd done with you was kind of some of the things that you do in relation to jail with community type projects and some things like they got a little bit into it with the RCC things, but is there anything there you'd like to elaborate a little bit more on?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in our athletics and our youth, whether it be softball, girls softball, t-ball, baseball, little league basketball, whatever it could be to try to help them get things going. They start their seasons, and our inmates take a lot of pride in that. You know, and one of the things we're looking at doing is actually putting some programs in the school that's sponsored by the jail and doesn't cost the county anything, that we put on just to give these kids a little bit of information about how you get put in jail and what you do while you're in jail and ways not to become an inmate. I think a lot of these kids don't understand that some of the decisions they make now could lead to them eventually going down a path that may end them somewhere that they don't want to be.
I guess in doing a program such as that, too, kind of leads into also career paths for them potentially, doesn't it? I mean, in corrections. So.
Yeah, we're hoping with the addition of the new jail that a deputy jailer can eventually be a career and not just a part-time job or a job for somebody around the community that's already retired, or, you know, that we can go do career fairs and educate the young kids about what a correctional officer is and what it takes to be one, and make it a career right here at home. That way these kids don't have to go two or three counties over to find work and find a good paying job.
I know that's something else that you and I discussed, not on air, but before, you know, we take for granted just because we're elected employees and have a lot of county officials and have a lot of county employees, that we're actually some of the bigger employers in the county. So, you know, working to make sure that we can pay living wages and offer good benefit packages is a very important role we play too. You know, we have a part in the economic development here too, as far as employees. So I think what you've been able to do with your staff, naturally you've increased the wages, a work environment. So it's getting to be a better place to work, and hopefully we'll continue to do so in the future.
Yeah, it's starting to get better. We're still not where we want to be. You or I, either one, can never pay our employees what they're worth right now, but hopefully down the road, you know, if we start making goals for ourselves, and hopefully 4, 6, 8 years down the road, that we can start moving toward paying our staff better and paying them what they deserve. And that's something we're leaning toward.
And I guess in what gains we've been able to make, I know with most of my departments, I think it'd be the same with you at the jail, we've started to have less turnover. And by having that employee retention has really helped helped accelerate the move forward in keeping our good employees and not having the inefficiencies of turnover. It makes a significant impact when you're trying to move forward, I think.
Yeah, you can bet that an employee that's working for the county right now is not somebody that's looking to make a killing or somebody that's looking to break the bank. You know, they're here because they love the community and they love the people they work with. I employ 35 people and Judge, you employ, there's no telling how many. I mean, but these people are here because they want to leave a footprint here in our community. And hopefully later on down the road, we can reward them for that.
I think another thing you said you wanted to touch on a little bit more was potentially in regards to some of the projects you do with your inmates was kind of, I think, about 2 years. This would be actually starting the third year. You've kind of done the community garden and some of your aspirations for continuing that or maybe doing – expanding it?
We have. I don't know how much we'll expand. Just, you know, we raised a pretty good size garden last year. And you'd be surprised the food cost, you know, that cuts down on just daily stuff we have to buy for our inmates, whether it be potatoes or onions or cabbage or lettuce, the stuff that we use every day that we're having to buy. You know, during the summertime, we raise our garden. You know, they grow their own stuff. And, that's something they take a lot of pride in. That's something that they enjoy getting out and doing labor. And, you know, it's been a good thing for us so far. We hope to have another good year at it.
You know, over the course of the week, I think discussing the programs and then the segment with you earlier, we've definitely identified a lot of the positive things that you've been able to accomplish since been jailer and moving jail forward, I guess it's a would be an appropriate time to talk, I'm sure. And I know from talking to you on a pretty much a daily basis, you have a lot more desires with movement you'd like to make forward with the jail. If you'd like to discuss, you know, 2 years now, 5 years, where you think the jail will be and what you'd like to see accomplished there. Talk a little bit about some of those goals you've mentioned. I know you've got some of them in your head, and kind of tell folks what you're working toward.
You know, when we first started out, I sat down with the staff, I think it was the third day I was there, and we talked about, one, where we want to be as a jail at the end of the first term, which is a four-year term. And, you know, the goals we set in about 18 months, you know, we started seeing ourselves accomplish some of these goals. And at the end of 2 years, we were already where we wanted to be at a four-year goal. So then we went ahead and started jumping forward. But now, you know, I hope to be elected again for a third term. And I hope that we get to continue the progress. And, you know, we're with the addition of the new jail, it's going to allow us to be a regional stronghold. And I talked about that some in the paper, some in the meetings with you guys a couple of years ago, and when we really sit down and crunch the numbers. A lot of counties around us our size are struggling. I mean, they're struggling to keep their head above water, and their neighboring counties. Naturally, we want to help our neighboring counties. And I think that somebody has – a county our size and in the region we're in, somebody's got to step up and be a regional stronghold, and that's Powell County. That's us, Judge. That's your department. That's my department. That's our law enforcement. We need to start molding that toward being an icon for people to look at and want to mold their community after. And with this new jail, we're going to be able to take in some counties and bring in some revenue and help some counties next to us. And it's going to be a good thing for our county. So first thing we need to do is get our jail finished. We hope to be in June or July. And start dragging in some of this money from the state. Start seeing our commissary prices, proceeds go up. It's the sky's the limit when you start talking about revenue for this new jail and the beds that we're adding. And then after that, once we get settled in, you know, we're not going to be complacent. We're not going to be stagnant where we're just happy with where we're at or happy being in just a new facility. And we're going to keep on. We're going to keep on striving for community projects, community involvement. If you notice, I mean, people see me out every day, and I'm sure they see you and some of these other guys. Being a public official is not sitting in the office you're elected to and answering the telephone or talking to somebody that comes in every now and then. You know, it's getting out in the community. It's being involved. It's talking to our youth. It's talking to our citizens and seeing what they strive to see and what they want to see in our community and how we can help do that. A lot of times what you may sit back and think that you know when you go out and start talking to people, that's not the case at all. I think people are happy with what we're doing, some of the new programs that our county's got going on, and I think that the next 4 years, if I'm fortunate enough to be here, that, you know, there's so many more things we want to do and mostly with our youth, and I think that's going to be a very big positive thing for us in the county.
You know, I guess this would be a good time. I kind of like just reiterate, you know, people that don't think they're directly connected to the jail because they never utilize a facility or something, I've been a taxpayer very directly related to it, and, you know, we've discussed it a little bit earlier, but really like to emphasize, you know, with what you're able to do through the jail, that's freeing up a whole lot of their taxpayer dollars that we can put into other things that they want to see in their community. So what we kind of discussed earlier in the week, you know, you're talking a turn from somewhere around $750,000 that the county was putting into that thing when you took over. And now we're hopefully looking at this budget year been in the positive. So that definitely takes a lot of pressure off myself in the fiscal court, allows us to put some resources and funds into other departments that need them and other projects. So has big implications for the whole local government here, and just want to commend you and your staff on that.
You know, we've been able to work with everybody. We've been able to sit back and take our bruises when we got our bruises, and we've been able to pat ourselves on the back when, and we're proud with what we've done so far. But like I say, we're not going to be complacent. We're going to keep on setting goals for ourselves and hopefully continue helping our county government.
I guess one other thing that you, I think, talked a little bit about in our first segment, but we didn't really elaborate on, and maybe people would want to know a little bit more about. I know you're on the state board as far as with jailers and kind of what that position is and what it's enabled you to do or, you know, helped. I know it's been a viable tool in your success there, giving you a little bit better understanding of what's going on and what trends are showing. So might want to speak to that a little bit.
I went to the newly elected officials training when I was first elected. And at that time, there was a lot of turnover because the life of the jail had changed. You know, it wasn't – everything was modernizing. They were – you just seen a big increase in with the pill epidemic of classified inmates. And so there were a lot of jailers that went ahead and retired, and a lot of them got beat in their elections. And so a lot of us come in new, and, you know, we got around – talking to one another and making friendships. And the board of directors is voted on by every jailer in the state of Kentucky. And there's 20 of us, and we determine what the association does, how we battle and combat legislative issues, and what happens in our county jails, what happens in our prisons, and some of the stuff that we see. And I was fortunate enough now to be serving on my second term as board of director for county jails in the state of Kentucky. And what it's allowed me to see is how to bring funding into our county. You know, there may be money out there that's sitting, and some county's going to get it. And it's given me a vision that I know the path to take to get the money, the revenue to come into our county. I know the path to take to bring inmates, whether it be from Western Kentucky, Far Eastern Kentucky, or wherever, and get that revenue from Powell County. And I'm able to see the loopholes that I wouldn't be able to see if I were not on the board.
Well, like I said, we'd like to congratulate you. And I know that's a fairly prestigious honor, especially for, like you said, especially when you initially started, been very low on the totem pole. And it's definitely helped give Powell County a little bit more respect. Like I said, we've spoke to that a lot over the few sessions of radio we had. You know, you're really starting to see Powell County be a leader in several areas, and this is just another example. So we'd like to definitely congratulate you and hope you get to continue in that capacity, because it holds a lot of benefit to Powell County.
It does. I'd say that one of my brightest moments that I got to sit back and kind of grin at was when Fayette County had sent down 17 or 18 employees to try to mold their program as our substance abuse program that we have. And that, you know, to see Fayette County come to Powell County and look after us to start something, man, it was just a blessing to be able to sit back and watch them reach their hand out for once.
Well, Travis, we'd like to thank you and your staff this week for giving you your time. And hopefully we've been able to give our community a little bit more insight of what goes on at the jail and how it's functioning. And probably we keep doing this show, we'll come back at some point and revisit, especially after the completion, try to keep them updated on the going ons of the jail. And I think this has provided much valuable information. Kind of in closing, is there anything you'd like to leave the folks with?
No, it's just, you know, it's quite humbling to be an elected official, as I'm sure that you can attest to. But when you get a chance to represent the people in your community and not be a, I don't know how to say it, Judge, but to be a positive light for your community, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to be able to go out and look at people and tell them what you're doing and explain to them what your job is and where you're moving toward and how it does benefit the county. And we've been able to free up a lot of money, and it wasn't just us. I mean, it's all of us working together. But, you know, I'm so thankful for every employee that we have and the time that they put in and the dedication they've given to me into the county. And in closing, I'd just like to say that I'm thankful for the staff that I have. I'm thankful that they give me the opportunity to get out and crunch numbers and do what I do. And I love them, and I love this county, Judge, and I want to continue to serve it.
We'd like to thank you, Travis, and you're exactly right. It is a very rewarding and humbling experience, and I think if you look at both of us at our age when we were elected, and I think that's been a benefit to our county. You know, we've had the energy and the foresight and brought a little different perspective to the county, and it's, I think, served the county well. And I'm like you. I hope I get to continue in this capacity, but appreciate you. You've always been good to work with, and you've been a big part of our success. So thank you.